9月21号的时候，台湾发生了一个大地震。
On September 21st, there is a big earthquake in Taiwan.
这个地震，震倒了很多的房子。
And this earthquake has shook down many buildings.
也把我本来要讲的题目震倒了。
It also changed my message.
我原来是在有一个负担，我在上个星期天的时候，我已经确定我要讲一个题目。
Formally, about last Sunday, I knew what I was going to talk about.
我确定到一个程度，我把诗歌都给了Dan.
I was so sure of my topic that I even passed on the hymns to Dan.
但是这个地震一来呢，那个信息就没有了。
But after the earthquake, the message was gone.
早上主给我一点负担，要交通一点别的话。
This morning, the Lord has burdened my heart to share on something else.
这些日子来，我们听到许许多多的事情。
In the past few days, we have heard many, many different things.
在早些日子，中国大陆有洪水。
Earlier, there were great floods happening in China.
然后在土耳其有一个很大的地震。
And then there was a great earthquake in Turkey.
土耳其的地震死了15,000人。
And that great earthquake, about 15,000 people died.
然后我们又有东岸的大洪水。
And then there were the floods in the east coast.
然后我们又有在东帝汶的那个许多的战争。
And recently there were wars at
East
Timor.
然后再加上这个礼拜台湾的这个大地震。
Adding to that is the great earthquake in Taiwan.
我们知道所有的事情都是神所允许的。
We know that everything happened under God's allowance.
那作为神的儿女，在这些事情发生的时候，我们应当有什么样的反应？
Yeah, as the children of God, what should we feel after we hear these news?
我不晓得在9月21号的时候你的反应是怎么样？
I don't know your response was to the news that happened on September 21st.
我记得那天我下班回到家里的时候。
I remember that day I was going home after work.
就接到一个电话，有姊妹打电话来说台湾发生了大地震。
I received a phone call from a sister that informed me the great earthquake in Taiwan.
头一个反应就是把电话拿起来往台湾打。
My first response was I pick up the phone and start dialing Taiwan.
当然打不进去。
Of course, I cannot connect to Taiwan.
不但那个时候打不进去，一共两天都打不进去。
For the past the 2 days following, I could not call back to Taiwan.
然后电话打不通呢，就上网路。
And if I can't get through on the telephone, I went on internet.
上了网路呢，就发现呢，他只告诉你那个地震有多大，那个地震在什么地方。
But once you get on internet, I can only find out where the earthquake, the epicenter were, and how great was the earthquake.
除了那个以外呢，什么消息都没有。
Other than that, I have no other information.
然后又从加州呢一个亲戚打个电话来。
And then I received a phone call from a relative in California.
他也没有什么消息，他只告诉我们说，听说呢台北松山有一个楼倒了。
They don't have much news either. They just knew that there was a building that fell down in Taipei.
我不知道为什么要跟我讲松山，因为我们家就住在松山。
I don't know why he told me about the Songshan Hotel because my house is right nearby.
但是感谢神呢，那个时候主让我的心里面相当的平静。
But I thank the Lord, He gave me peace at that moment.
然后逐渐逐渐的多一点的消息从网络上就多出来了。
Gradually, we receive more information concerning the earthquake via internet.
然后两天之后呢，总算打通了那个电话。
Two days later, I finally was able to call back to Taiwan.
刚好我母亲接了电话。
My mother happened to pick up the phone.
然后讲了两句，电话就被打断了。
We only spoke maybe two sentences, and we were disconnected.
但是呢，至少知道他们没有事。
But at least I knew that they were okay.
我相信在这些日子里面，从许多的报道的里面，我们都知道那个情形是非常的凄惨。
I'm sure that through many news media, we can find out how terrible the earthquake was.
台湾是一个 很漂亮的地方。
Taiwan is a beautiful island.
在台湾的里面呢，有三个地方我认为是最漂亮的。
In this Taiwan island, there are three places I consider the most beautiful place.
一个是花莲，一个是屏东。
One is Hualien and one is Pingdong.
还有一个就是南投。
And the other place is Nantou.
南投可以说是一个山明水秀的一个地方。
And that place is full of mountains and lakes.
如果你去过南投的话，你就会觉得那个地方像世外桃源一样。
If you have been to Nantou, you will think that that is a paradise.
那个地方有山，那个地方有果园，那个地方的水也特别好。
You will find mountains there and orchards, and the waters are especially beautiful there.
那些小城呢？普里、水里、吉吉那些小城都是非常美丽的地方。
All the little towns surrounding the areas are also very beautiful towns.
普里因为那个地方的水特别好，所以特别把酒厂呢盖在那个地方。
Because the water is so good at Puli, so that's why they build the winery there.
但是那一个好像人间天堂的一个地方，在转眼之间就好像地狱一样。
But where it used to be like a paradise, in a blinking of an eye, it turned to hell.
我们从前在新闻上看到土耳其的地震，看到东京的地震，心里当然都是非常的难过。
In the past, when we hear about the earthquake that happened in Turkey or even in Japan, of course, we feel sorrowful in our hearts.
这次看到发生在自己住过的地方，感觉又特别不一样。
But when you see an earthquake happen to where you used to live, then your feeling is different.
你看到那些躺在地上的那些人，那些无家可归的那人，都是自己的同胞，感觉又不太一样。
When you see that those people are laying on the ground or camping out, those are all the people, those are all your people, then your heart truly feels different.
所以我们就想到尼希米记上面他那些的话。
Then we remember the words in Nehemiah.
当尼希米看到听到他的百姓在耶路撒冷的那个光景的时候。
When Nehemiah hear about the condition of his people in Jerusalem,
尼希米的心是何等的忧伤。
His heart was filled with grief.
今天我们神的作为神的儿女，我们听到这些事，我们应当有什么样的反应
？Today we're the children of God, and as we hear this news, how should we feel in our heart?
因此，今天早上想读几处的圣经，一起来彼此的勉励。
And this morning, I'd like to share several Bible verses with you, so we can encourage one another.
我们读诗篇第九十篇
，Psalm 90。
诗篇第九十篇，我们读十一节到第十四节。
Psalm 90, we will be reading from verse 11 to 14.
谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。耶和华，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Who understand the power of thine anger and thy fury according to the fear that is due thee? So teach us to number our days, that we may present to thee a heart of wisdom. Do return, O Lord, how long will it be? And be sorry for thy servants. O satisfy us in the morning with thy loving kindness.That we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章第十六节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Making the most of your time because the days are evil.
我们读加拉太书第六章第十节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 10.
加拉太书第六章第十节。所以有了机会就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
So then, while we have opportunity, Let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith.
在加拉太书第六章第十节这里面的机会和以弗所书第五章十六节里面的光阴，在原文是同一个字。
In Galatians chapter 6 verse 10, here is mentioned opportunity. It's the same word used in Ephesians, the word time.
我们读约珥书第二章二十五节。
Joel chapter 2 verse 25.
约珥书在何西阿书的后面。
The book of Joel is after Hosea.
何西阿书在但以理书的后面。
The book of Hosea is after the book of Daniel.
约珥书第二章二十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 25.
约珥书第二章二十五节。
Joel chapter 2, verse 25.
我打发到你们中间的大军队，就是蝗虫、男子、蚂蚱、茧虫，那些年所吃的，我要补还你们。
Then I will make up to you for the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the creeping locust, the stripping locust, and the gnawing locust, my great army which I sent among you.
我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你早上把这样的时间赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this time this morning.
把这个时间我们完全仰望在主的手中。
And we commit this time into your hand.
求你祝福你自己的话。
May you bless your own words.
祝福每一个听的人。
May you bless each one who hears your words.
也怜悯你软弱的器皿。
And have mercy on the weak vessel.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
诗篇第九十篇是摩西的晚年的一段话。
Psalm 90 is the word spoken by Moses.
摩西在晚年的时候，他说：“求你指教我们数算自己的日子。”
Moses told us, "Ask the Lord to help us to know how to number our days."
他说：“谁能晓得你怒气的权势呢？谁能按你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？”
He said, "Who understands the power of thy anger and thy fury according to the fear that is due thee?"
什么样的人能够数算自己的日子？
What kind of people can number their own days?
乃是一个人认识神的愤怒。
He is one who knows about God's anger.
也认识神的慈爱。
And he is also one who understands God's loving kindness.
这样的人是一个会数算自己日子的人。
Such kind of man is a man who can who knows how to number his days.
这样的人也是一个敬畏神的人。
And this one is also a man who fears the Lord.
人为什么不知道敬畏神？
Why is it that men do not know to fear the Lord?
因为人只认识神的慈爱，不认识神的愤怒。
It's because they only know of His loving kindness, yet they do not know His anger.
摩西他是认识神愤怒的一个人。
Moses is a person who knew about God's anger.
因为他亲眼看见神怎么样把那个埃及地的长子全部杀掉。
Because he has seen with his own eyes how God has eliminated all the firstborn of Egyptians.
在那件事情上，摩西清楚地看见神愤怒的可怕。
In that event, he understood the fearsomeness of God's anger.
但就在那个同时，他也看到神怎样把以色列的百姓从埃及地拯救出来。
But at the same time, he also saw how God has saved the Israelites out of the Egyptians.
因此，他知道神是何等的爱他们。
So he knew how God loves them.
他认识神的愤怒，同时也认识神的慈爱。
He understands God's anger. He also knows His loving kindness.
摩西在旷野的时候，亲眼看见神怎么样让地裂开，可拉和他的那些党羽全部被地吞灭。
In the wilderness, Moses saw how the ground opened up and swallowed up the cohorts of Korah.
这是神愤怒的权势。
This is the power of God's anger.
但同样的时候。摩西也看见神怎么样照顾可拉的后裔。
But at the same time, Moses also saw how God treated the descendant and cared for them of the descendant of Korah.
所以可拉的后裔成为在神面前最宝贝的一班人。
Therefore, the descendant of Korah became special people and the most precious one among God's people.
所以一方面摩西看见神的愤怒，一方面摩西认识神的慈爱。
On one hand, Moses has seen the anger of the Lord. He has also seen the loving kindness of God.
摩西在旷野的时候，亲眼看见神差遣了火蛇进到以色列的百姓当中， 咬了许多的人。
In the wilderness, Moses also saw how God sent the fiery snake that bitten many of the people.
凡是被那蛇咬的人都倒闭在旷野。
Everyone who has been bitten by the snake fell in the wilderness.
这是神愤怒的权势。
This is the power of God's anger.
但是同样的，摩西也认识神怎么样让他做一个铜蛇，在旷野里面举起来的时候，凡是仰望那铜蛇的人都得到痊愈。
At the same token, Moses saw how God wanted him to make a bronze snake. When he held up the snake, everyone who gazed upon the snake will be healed.
摩西对神的认识是一个完全的认识。
Moses' understanding of God is a perfect understanding.
他知道那愤怒的权势。
He knows the power of God's anger.
他认识神的慈爱。
He also knows His loving kindness.
因此他能够按照神该受的敬畏来认识神。
Therefore, he knew God according to the fear that is due to God.
挪亚也是这样。
Noah is the same way.
有谁认识神的愤怒像挪亚那样？
Who knows the anger of the Lord like Noah?
他看到在四十昼夜里面，神用洪水毁灭了那个世界。
40 days and night, he saw how God had destroyed this earth.
但同时他又认识神的慈爱，因为神设立了一个方舟，把他和他的一家八口摆在那个方舟的里面。
But at the same time, he knew about God's loving kindness, how God had created an ark that sheltered, this family.
因此，当挪亚从方舟出来的时候，他做了一件事，就是他就建了一个祭坛。
As they emerged out of the ark, Noah did one thing, that is, built an altar.
在那里，他敬畏神。
There, he worshipped the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们不但要认识神的慈爱。
But sister, today we need to know about God's loving kindness.
我们实在需要认识神的慈爱。
We truly need to know of His loving kindness.
但是我们也要认识神愤怒的权势。
But at the same time, we also need to know the power of God's anger.
弟兄姊妹，按照我们个人的罪，按照我们个人的行为。
According to our sin, according to our deeds.
我们应当死在那个洪水当中。
We ought to be destroyed with the flood.
按照我们的悖逆和我们的不顺服。
According to our rebelliousness.
我们应当埋在那个地的里面。
We should be buried in the ground.
但是今天因为是神的怜悯。
But today because of His mercy.
救我们脱离那样的一个咒诅。
He has saved us from such kind of curse.
因此我们实在要在神的面前来数算我们的日子。
Therefore, we ought to number our days before our Lord.
带着一个敬畏神的心来数算我们的日子。
With a fearful heart to number our days.
那我们怎么数算我们的日子呢？
How do we number our days?
我们在地上的年日，我们怎么样来数算？
How do we number the days that we will live on this earth?
在旧约里面，主给我们一个方法。
In the Old Testament, God has given us a method.
在新约的里面，主也给我们一个方法。
In the New Testament, He has also given us a method.
早上我们要先来看主在旧约里面教导我们怎么样数算自己的日子，然后我们来看在新约里面主怎么样教导我们数算自己的日子。
This morning, I would like to look at how God teaches to number our days in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament.
我们先来看旧约。
We look at the Old Testament first.
我想我们不翻圣经了。
I think we don't need to turn to the scriptures.
在旧约有一个时期叫士师的时代。
In the Old Testament, there is a period of time called the times of the judges.
在士师的时代一共有450年之久。
And that period of time lasts about 450 years.
但是有一件事让我们稀奇。
And there is one thing that we are truly amazed.
就是在所罗门来建殿的时候。
That is when Solomon came to build a temple.
神就在那里述说以色列的年日。
And God began to count and number the days of the Israelites.
神就说以色列人出埃及一直到所罗门建殿的时候一共有480年。
God told us that when the Israelites left Egypt and until the times that they began to build the temple, it is 480 years.
我们读圣经的人都非常的奇怪。
And those of us who study the Bible, we will wonder.
从埃及地到所罗门王建殿怎么会只有480年？
From the Exodus to Solomon building a temple, it's more than 480 years.
光是士师就有450年。
Because even just in the time of Judges, it's 450 years.
在旷野有40年。
And they spent 40 years in the wilderness.
所罗门王做王40年。
And Solomon was king for 40 years.
大卫做王40年。
David was king for 40 years.
所罗门王做王3年。那个时候。
And at that time, Solomon was just the king for 3 years.
所以从出埃及记一直到所罗门王建殿的时候不可能只有480年。
So from Exodus to Solomon's time, it's not just 480 years.
应该有573年。
It ought to be 573 years.
是不是圣经写错了？
Is it because the recording in the Bible is incorrect?
我们知道圣经是不会错的。
We know the Bible will not be wrong.
那为什么只有480年？
But why is it God only counted 480 years?
原来在四世纪这450年当中，以色列列人有五次是被外邦的王所掳去。
And we found out the reason is in the times of Judges, 5 times the Israelites were taken captives by 5 different kings.
在450年当中，有五次他们是侍奉外邦人的神。
In this 450 years time period in the time of Judges, 5 times they served the Gentile gods.
而这五次里面的年日把它加起来的话刚好是93。
And if you add up the years, during these 5 times, it is equal to 93 years.
这就是那个损失的那个年。
These are the years which they have lost.
所以在神的眼光里面那93年是不算数的。
In God's eye, God will not take account of the 93 years.
好像以色列人在那93年里面不活在这个世界上一样。
It was as if the Israelites did not live on this earth during those 93 years.
因此我们今天来看这 五次的事情的时候我们就知道怎么样来数算自己的日子。
Therefore today as we looked at this 5 times how they have left the Lord, then we know how to number our years.
头一次他们来是侍奉米索波大米这个王。
The first time they served the God, the king of Mesopotamia.
什么是米索波大米？
What is Mesopotamia?
当亚伯拉罕要跟随主的时候，神就告诉亚伯拉罕，你一定要离开米索波大。
When Abraham was following God, God told him to leave Mesopotamia.
神没有对亚伯拉罕说其他的话，只说一句话，说你要离开米索波大。
God did not give Abraham any other instruction except to leave Mesopotamia.
米索波大米是我们一定要离开的。
This is a place that we have to leave.
我们在米索多波大米的时间就是我们还没有认识主的那个时间。
The times that we spend in Mesopotamia is time that we do not know the Lord.
那是我们没有信主以前的年。
This is the times that we have not accepted the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，还没有信主以前的年日，主都不计算。
When sister, those years that we do not know the Lord, he will not take accounting of.
所以今天我们来学习数算自己的年日的时候，我们首先要把我们信主以前的年日通通要扣掉。
So today as we number our days, first we need to subtract all the years which we do not know the Lord.
这下就不得了了。
This is fearful.
23岁的人变成3岁了。
If you are 23 years old, maybe you're just 3 years old today.
29岁的人变成2岁了。
29 year old today is maybe 2 years old.
在我们还没有信主以前的年日
The days that we do not know the Lord
在主的面前是不计算
He will not count for those days
因为那个是侍奉米索波大米
Because those are the days which we serve the king of Mesopotamia
第二次以色列人侍奉外邦的神
Second time the Israelites served the Gentile king
他们侍奉摩押
They served the king, the god of Moabites
什么是摩押呢
What is the Moabs?
摩押是罗德的后代。
Moabs are the descendant of Lot.
罗德是一个心里面被世界所吸引的一个人。
Lot is a man whose heart has been attracted by this world.
罗德是一个得救的人。
Lot is a saved man.
他是一个认识神的人。
He is a person who knew the Lord.
但是罗德的心被这个世界所吸引。
But his heart is attracted by this world.
我们得救以后我们的心被世界所吸引的那些年日主也不计算。
after we are saved, and those years which our heart has been attracted by this world, God will not account for those days.
弟兄姊妹，我们再拿起我们的笔，再把那些年日扣掉。
But sister, you need to pick up your pens and then subtract out those days.
想到你信主以后有多少年日。
You consider how many years you have known the Lord.
在那些年日里面，有多少的时间你的心是受世界所吸引的？
And among those years, how many years you have served this world?
把那些时间都扣掉。
You have to subtract those days.
然后我们再算我们还有多少。
And then you will look at how many days you have left.
第三次，以色列人侍奉迦南的王。
The third time the Israelites served the king of the Canaanites.
什么是迦南？
What is Cana?
我们知道在圣经里面迦南就是代表偶像。
We know that Cana represents the idols.
以色列人被迦南人所害，害得非常的深。
And the Israelites were harmed and hurt by the Canaanites very deeply.
什么是偶像？
What are idols?
凡是站在神该站的地位上的，那个都是偶像。
Anything that ought to stand in the position of God, those are idols.
只有神能够站在第一位。
Only God can be the first in your life.
所有其他的事站在第一位的都是偶像。
But if there are other things taking place of God's position, then that is idol.
如果我们的年日的里面有其他的人事物站在主该站在的地位上，那个年日是不受计算。
In our days, if there are things or people that took the place of God, then those are the days God will not account for.
弟兄姊妹，我们再拿起我们的笔来算一算。
But sister, you need to pick up your pen again and to take out those days.
有多少年日，有什么人、什么事、什么物占据了主的位置？
How many years these people or things or places that had taken a hold of our hearts?
把那个年日也要剪掉。
Take away those years.
第四次，他们被米甸所掳。
And the fourth time, they were taken by the Midianites.
什么是米甸？
What is Midianites?
这个米甸这个字就是象征。
And that is a representative. Oh, the word Midianites represents competition.
在以色列人的历史里面呢，就有一种人呢，专门要跟以色列人作对的。
And there is a people who is always opposing the Israelites.
那就是米甸人。
And that these are the Midianites.
在旷野的时候，甚至米甸的长老呢，跟摩押的长老去请一个先知来咒诅以色列人。
When the Israelites were in the wilderness, the elders of the Midianites went with the elders from the Moabites. They went to look for a prophet to curse the people of Israelites.
熟悉那个巴兰的故事，巴兰就是米甸的长老和摩押的长老去请来的。
We all know the story of the prophet Balaam. He was invited by the elders of the Midianites and the Moabites.
米甸就代表与神的旨意相争啊。
Midianites represents they are in competition with God's will.
米甸人不希望神的旨意成就。
The Midianites do not wish God's will to be accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，在我们信主以后，我们好多的年日是与主相争的年日。
But sister, after we believe in the Lord, there are many years which we are in competition with God's will.
神要我们走这样，我们要走那样。
God wants us to walk this way, yet we want to walk the opposite way.
神要这样带领我们，我们不肯顺服。
God wants to guide us this way, yet we're not willing to be obedient.
我们不但与神相争，我们也与人相争。
We compete with God, we also compete with men.
在地上许多多的年日，浪费在与人相争的事情。
We have wasted many years in competing with God and also compete with men.
弟兄姊妹，所有这些的年日，在主的面前都不计算。
When sister, the Lord will not account for any of these years.
如果我们在信主以后，我们有些年日是这样的年日，我们要拿起笔来把它扣掉。
If we also possess these type of years, days in our life, then we need to subtract those days.
最后一次，以色列人被非利士人所掳去了。
The last time the Israelites were taken captive by the Philistines.
什么是非利士人？
What are the Philistines?
在圣经上，非利士人有另外一个名字，叫做没有受割礼的。
In the Bible, there the Philistine has another name, which is the uncircumcised.
一个没有受割礼的，就是这个人带着血气和肉体。
A person who is uncircumcised is a person who always carries with them their flesh.
一个人活在肉体的里面，活在血气的里面，那个年日主也不计算。
When a person lives under his flesh and blood, God will not account for those days.
弟兄姊妹，这最后一个王是最可怕的一个王。
But sister, the last king is the most fearful one.
这个王是能够把我们掳掠最久的一个王。
Because this is the one that can set us in bondage for the longest time.
如果我们不认识他的话，我们一生的年日都丧在他的手中。
If we do not know of this king, then we will lose all our years under the reign of this king.
弟兄姊妹，你的年日还剩下多少？
But sister, how many more days are left in your years?
我不要大家举手，有谁超过一岁？
I don't want you to raise your hand, but anyone is over 1 year old now?
难怪哥林多前书说你们是婴孩。
No wonder in 1 Corinthians it calls us as the babe.
哥林多前书说的一点都不错。
It is absolutely correct what it described us in 1 Corinthians.
按照你们信主的年日，你们应该是成人了。
According to your believing years, you should be adults.
但是我们减来减去以后呢，我们都是婴孩。
But after all the subtraction, you are just a babe.
弟兄姊妹，
Friends,
这里面有世界的吸引。
Here we see the attraction of this world.
这里有我们心中的偶像。
Here we have the idols in our hearts.
这里有我们与神相争的日子。
Here we see the days in competition with God's will.
有我们里面的肉体。
We see the flesh we have.
这有四样事情夺走我们的年日。
There are four things that captures, that takes away our days.
所以约珥书里面有四样东西。
So in the book of Joel, we see four things.
他说有蝗虫，有男子，有蚂蚱，有茧虫。
He says there are the swarming locusts, the creeping locusts, the stripping locusts, and the gnawing locusts.
有这四个东西来夺走我们的年日。
There are four things that take away our years.
如果我们认识神的愤怒。
If we know of God's anger.
如果我们认识神的慈爱。
If we know of His loving kindness.
我们就要动敬畏神的心。
Then we will have a fearful heart.
起来数算自己的日子。
We will rise up to count and number our days.
弟兄姊妹，当雅各去见法老的时候
，But sister, when Jacob went to see Pharaoh,
雅各说了一句话
，And Jacob said,
他说我平生的年日是又少又苦。
He says my days are short and full of difficulties.
雅各活了147岁。
Jacob had lived 147 years.
怎么能够说又少
？How can you consider those days short?
因为雅各是一个数算自己日子的人。
It's because Jacob was one who numbered his days.
他把他那些神不算的年日都扣掉。
He has subtracted out all the years which God will not account for.
所以他的结论是我的年日是少。
Therefore, his conclusion is that my years are short.
弟兄姊妹，你我是不是也是这样
？But sister, is that also the same with
you and I? 我们在主的面前的年日真少啊。
Our days before the Lord is so short.
少得可怜的。
It is so short, it is pitiful.
我们是不是应该起来数算它呢
？Should we rise up to number those days?
在新约里面有一个数算主日子的方法。
In the New Testament, there's another method to count for God's days.
有一次主讲了一个比喻，就是一个葡萄园的比喻。
And once, Jesus gave a parable of the vineyards.
从早上他找一些人到葡萄园去工作。
In the morning, he found some laborer to work in the vineyard.
到了晚上他又差遣他的仆人到街上去。
In the evening, he also sent, he also went to look for laborers.
到了街上以后看到还有人站在那里。
When he went to the street, he still see people standing around.
主就说了一句话。
And the Lord said,
你们为什么在这里闲站？
And why have you been standing here idle all day?
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是闲站的一个人？
When sister, are we just standing idling?
有没有人是一个闲站的人？
Is there anyone here who just stand idle?
一个闲站的人的年日，主是不计算的。
A person who stand there and idle all day long, God will not count for those days.
主有一个葡萄园。
God has a vineyard.
这个葡萄园就代表他的心意。
And this vineyard represents his heart's desire.
凡是在这个葡萄园里面的人，主就计算他的年日。
Everyone who works in the vineyard, God will count for his days.
一个人站在葡萄园的外面，神不计算他的年日。
But a person who stands outside the vineyard, God will now account for his days.
很可能你在葡萄园外面非常的忙碌。
Maybe you are very busy, standing outside of his vineyard.
你甚至觉得是为主工作。
You even felt that you are working for the Lord.
但是有一天主要说你为什么是闲站。
But one day God will ask you, why do you stand idle all day long?
我们若不在神的旨意的里面，
if we do not live in the will of God，
我们若不在葡萄园的帐中，
if we do not stay in the midst of the vineyard，
我们的年日主不计算，
then the Lord will not account for our days。
弟兄姊妹，你在葡萄园的里面，
when sister are you in the vineyard，
你在神的旨意的帐中，
are you living in the will of God？
如果你不是的话，
if you are not，
那个年日是不计算的，
then God do not count those days。
不管从旧约或从新约来看，
from the perspective of the Old Testament and also the New Testament，
我们都会发现一件事，我们的年日何等的短少。
We discover one thing, that is our days are so short。
因此我们就要像摩西一样，
therefore we need to be like Moses。
我们说求你指教，
teach me your ways。
弟兄姊妹，我们每一天起来的时候，
Brand sister, every day as we rise out of bed，
我们需要在主的面前说，主啊，你指教。
We need to come to the Lord and ask Him to teach us。
我有这么样的一天，
I have this day，
我要求你指教我来数算这一天，
Teach me to number this day，
我要求你来保守这一天，
Teach me to guard this day for me，
这一天不叫蝗虫吃去，
so that this day will not be eaten by the locusts，
这一天不叫男子，不叫蚂蚱，不叫箭虫吃去，
so this day will not be gnawed by the locusts。
好，就要到了这一天的晚上的时候，
so when we come to the evening，
可以到主的面前说，主，这一天是属于你的。
We can come back to the Lord and say， Lord， this day belonged to you。
在主的面前，我有了这么一天。
Before the Lord, I have gained this day。
弟兄姊妹，我们还能有几天？
Brand sister, how many more days do we have?
不知道我们还有几天。
You do not know how many more days you have。
我们只能一天一天在这里，在主的面前来求他。
We can only live from day to day and ask Him to teach。
好，叫我们得着一个智慧的心。
So that we have a heart of wisdom。
这叫数算我们自己。
This is numbering our days。
以弗所书那里面讲到要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Ephesians tells us that we need to make the most of our time because the days are evil。
这里面这个光阴啊，可以说是机会。
Here when it mentioned about the time, it can also be translated as opportunity。
在希腊字里面，这个光阴和机会是同一个字。
In the Greek word, it is the same word, time and opportunity.
弟兄姊妹，我们的时间就是我们的机会。
Friend sister, our time is our opportunity.
我们有时间就有机会。
As long as we have time, we have the opportunity.
没有时间，我们就没有机会了。
Without time, we do not have the opportunities.
我记得很多年有一天我知道我父亲去世的那个时候。
And many years ago, I remember the day I was informed of my father's death.
我接到那个电话以后，
after I received the phone call,
我心里面并不忧愁，因为我知道我父亲到主那里去。
My heart was not sorrowful because I knew my father had gone to the Lord.
但是我有一个感觉，
but I have a feeling,
就是我没有机会了。
That is, I don't have opportunity.
我爱父亲没有机会。
I don't have any more opportunity to love my father.
所以今天呢，我看到那些有父母、有父亲的人呢，我都很羡慕。
So today, when I see those people who have fathers, I really envy them.
因为你们有机会。
Because you have opportunity still.
我没有这个机会。
I don't have it.
所以时间就是我们的机会。
Therefore, time is opportunity for us.
今天神把这个时间摆在我们的手中。
Today God has placed time in our hands.
是我们一个宝贵的机会。
It is a precious opportunity for us.
我们要抓住这个机会来做什么呢？
What should we take hold this opportunity and do what?
我们要用这个机会来爱神。
We need to use the opportunity to love God.
要来爱主啊。
To love our Lord.
所以在伯大尼那天发生的事就能够让我们有一个很深的印象。
The incident happened at Bethany leave a deep impression on mine.
伯大尼在讲什么？
What is Bethany about?
伯大尼在讲一个女人抓住机会。
Bethany tells us a woman has taken hold of the opportunity.
在那里爱神。
To love the Lord.
那一天在那里有好多的人。
That day there were many people there.
有十二个使徒在那里。
The 12 disciples were there.
但是他们没有抓住那个机会。
But none of them took hold of the opportunity.
不是使徒不爱神。
It is not that the disciple did not love the Lord.
我们知道那使徒都很爱神。
We know the disciple loved the Lord.
他们甚至为愿意为神来舍弃那个性命。
They even were willing to lose their life for the Lord.
但是他们没有抓住那天的机会。
But they did not take hold opportunity of that day.
那天有一个很好的机会。
That day they have a perfect opportunity.
他们可以来爱神。
They can show that they love the Lord.
但他们让那个机会过去。
But they let the opportunity pass by.
就玛利亚抓住了那个机会。
Only Mary had taken hold of opportunity.
所以主说你们穷人是常常可有的。
So Jesus said that you will have the poor with you often.
但是你们不常有我。
But you will not have me here often.
就是说你们没有什么机会。
That is to tell them you will not have much more opportunities.
我们实在感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
主常常给我们很多的机会。
God has often given us many opportunities.
在新约里面记载这样一件事情。
In the New Testament, it recorded this incident.
讲到有一个少年人的官。
It talked about a young official.
他来到主的面前，他说：“我怎么样才能够得永生？”
He came to the Lord and asked him, "How can I gain eternal life?"
他说：“我所有的诫命我都守。”
He said, "I have obeyed all the commandments."
圣经是非常这一段写的非常的美丽。
And the Bible records very beautifully.
他说：“主耶稣看着他。”
Jesus looked at him.
主耶稣就爱他。
And Jesus loved him.
主耶稣爱他的缘故，主就给他了一个机会。
Jesus loved him so much, and he has given him an opportunity.
所以主说：“你把你的一切的变卖来跟从我。”
Jesus says, told him, "Sell all that you have and come follow me."
这是何等大的一个机会！
This is such a great opportunity.
但是这个少年的官没有抓住机会。
But this young official did not take hold of the opportunity.
他忧忧愁愁的走。
He left sorrowfully.
哎呀，我们读圣经的人要仰天长叹。
Those of us who read the Bible to this point, we will sigh.
有多少人能够有这样的机会？
How many people can have this kind of opportunity?
那个主耶稣在地上有对几个人讲这样的话？
How many times did Jesus say this to people?
有多少人能够有这样的机会？
How many people can have such kind of opportunity?
但是他忧忧愁愁的走。
But the young man left sorrowfully.
这个叫做丧失的机会。
He has lost the opportunity.
另外有一个人。
There was another man.
这个人是大坏人。
This is an evil man.
这个叫撒该。
And this is Zacchaeus.
人都很讨厌他。
Everyone hated him.
但是有一天他遇见神。
But one day he met the Lord.
神叫他从树上下来。
The Lord asked him to come down from the tree.
他就高高兴兴地下来。
And he came down gladly.
他接待主耶稣。
And he took Jesus into his house.
他说我要把我一半的给穷。
He says, I will give half of what I have to the poor.
我讹诈了谁，我要还他的四倍。
If I cheat anyone, I will return four times.
撒该抓住了这个机会。
Zacchaeus has taken hold of the opportunity.
哦，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
撒该就抓住了这个机会。
He took hold of the opportunity.
一个人是少年的官。
One is a young official.
一个是撒该。
One is Zacchaeus.
少年的官是人人都羡慕的一个好人。
This young official was one that everyone envied him.
撒该是一个大坏人。
And Zacchaeus was an evil man.
主给好人机会，主给坏人机会。
God has given the good man opportunity, also give the evil man opportunities.
但是少年的官失掉了机会。
But the young official has lost his opportunities.
这个撒该却抓住了那个机会。
And Zacchaeus has taken hold of the opportunity.
紧紧地抓住那个机会。
He has taken hold tightly.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
主今天还给我们机会。
Today the Lord still gives us opportunities.
神常把这个机会摆在我们的面前。
He has often placed this opportunity before us.
不在乎我们这个人好还是不好。
It doesn't matter if you're a good man or evil man.
我们好的像少年的官一样，我们坏到像撒该一样。
If we're so good, just like the young official, or if we're so bad, like Zacchaeus.
主都要把那个机会摆在我们面前。
God placed the opportunity before us.
弟兄姊妹，我们要不要抓住机会来爱神
？But sister, do you want to take hold of this opportunity to love the Lord?
我们不但要抓住机会来爱神。
Not only we should take hold the opportunity to love the Lord.
我们要抓住机会来爱人。
We also need to take hold the opportunity to love man.
主把父母摆在我们的周围。
The Lord has placed our parents before us.
是我们的机会。
It is our opportunity. It is our time to love our parents. You need to remember, many people are without such opportunities. And those who have the opportunity still, you need to take hold of it.
我今年回台湾的时候，有一次，我姐姐姐带我去逛夜市。
And this time when I went to visit Taiwan, my sister took me to see the night streets.
我们在那个夜市里面呢，就有很多的小摊子。
And during that nightly walk, we have seen many vendors along the streets.
我们就在那个小摊子里面呢，吃那个中药的排骨。
And so when we stopped by one of the vendors to eat some rib that was cooked in special herbs.
吃的时候呢，我就讲说，哎呀，爸爸一定很喜欢吃。
When I was eating this rib, and I said, well, my dad must love this very much.
我就知道我爸爸一定很爱吃。
I thought to myself, my dad must love this rib.
今天我有再多的钱，我有没有办法买给他吃。
Today, even though I have money, but I still don't have the opportunity to buy it for him.
我们要抓住机会。
We need to take hold the opportunity.
主把我们的儿女摆在我们的周围。
God has given us children.
这是我们的机会。
This is our opportunity.
今天好多时候我们嫌我们的儿女很烦啊。
Today many times we consider our children annoying.
两三岁的那些真烦啊。
Especially two or three years old is full of trouble.
中国人说狗都嫌啊。
And the Chinese say even the dogs don't like them.
弟兄姊妹，有一天等到你六十、七十岁的时候
，Friend sister, one day when you turn to 60 or 70,
你走不动的时候
，When you can no longer walk,
你想你的儿女来烦你啊，都烦不到。
You want your children to be troublesome? I have traveled much.
我看看我的记录，我今天飞了六万英里。
I looked at my recordings. I have flown
60,000
miles.
98年我买换了一个新的护照。
In 98, I changed to a new visa.
Passport. 到现在那个护照已经快用完了。
And now I have used up the passport.
我就发现一件事。
I discovered one thing.
要飞六万英里才发现这样的事。
I have to discover this after flown 60,000 miles.
我就发现了八点上班，五点下班是人间的大福气。
I discovered that you go to work at 8 and go home at 5 in the evening is a great blessing for men.
我以前怎么不知道
？How come I did not discover that before?
每天八点上班，五点下班，怎么不知道是个大福气
？Every day I go to work at 8 and go home at 5. I didn't know that was a blessing.
弟兄姊妹，每天上班回家是个大福气。
And sister, you can go to work every day and return home every day. That is a great blessing.
你不需要飞六万英里才发现这个事。
You don't have to discover that after flown 60,000 miles.
然后最近回来以后，我上班，我心里面真高兴。
Recently, after I come back from all these trips, I go to work with a joyful heart.
就知道我今天可以回家。
Because I know today I can go home.
哎呀，真高兴。
I am so happy.
你有什么大福气？
Brothers and sisters, great blessings.
要抓住机会。
You need to take hold of the opportunity.
这个儿女在我们周围都是机会啊。
The children around us is an opportunity.
儿女常常说爸爸做这个。
Many times the children will ask, Daddy, do this.
我们说等一等。
We say, wait a minute.
不要说等一等。
Don't say wait.
孩子要跟你做事，你就跟他做。
If the child wants to do something with you, do it with them.
然后有一天等到你老的时候，他就跟你说等一等，等一等。
One day when you turn old, it will be his turn to tell you to wait.
这一天一定会来到的。
That day will surely come.
现在你比他忙。
Now you're busier than the child.
有一天他比你忙。
But one day he will be busier than you.
所以现在你叫他等。
So now if you ask him to wait,
有一天他就请你等。
One day he will ask you to wait.
所以现在不要让他等。
So now, don't ask him to wait.
这是一个福气。
Because this is a blessing.
有一天你想都想不来了。
One day you want it and you will not have it.
弟兄姊妹，时间是我们的机会。
But sister, time is our opportunity.
主把弟兄姊妹摆在我们的周围。
The Lord has placed brothers and sisters around us.
要我们爱他们。
Because he wants us to love them.
要抓住机会来爱弟兄姊妹。
Then we need to take hold opportunities to love them.
机会不是常有。
Because you will not have this opportunity often.
因为我们不能天天到人家面前说我爱你，对不对？
We cannot go to brother and sister every day and just say I love you.
光是嘴唇上的爱也不算数。
You cannot just love them with your lips.
但有的时候神会给我们机会。
But sometimes God will give us opportunities.
如果我们仔细的话，主给我们很多的机会。
If we are sensitive, we will notice God gave us much opportunities.
那个机会来的时候，要抓住那个机会，爱弟兄姊妹。
And when the time comes, we need to take hold of the time and to love them.
如果你会抓住机会的话，你就发现机会很多。
If you are one who knows how to take hold of the opportunities, you will discover that you have them often.
不要等到没有机会。
Don't wait until you have no more time.
今天想要爱魏军也不是那么容易。
Today, if you want to love Steve Wei, it's not that easy.
今天你要爱顾泽中弟兄也不是那么容易。
Today, if you want to love Brother Gu, then it's not that easy.
时间已经过去了。
Because the time has passed away.
机会已经过去了。
The opportunities has passed you.
感谢主，今天还把许多的弟兄姊妹摆在我们的周围。
But we thank the Lord because today He still placed many brothers and sisters around us.
也给我们有一点的时间。
He gave us some time.
我们要抓住机会。
We need to take hold of the opportunities.
爱弟兄。
Love the brothers and sisters.
所以我们每天早上起来。
Every day we get up.
我们应当都是很高兴。
We should have a joyful heart.
每一个人早上起来都应该很高兴。
Everyone who rise up in the morning should have a joyful heart.
因为今天有机会。
Because today I have opportunity.
我们不知道还有几次的机会。
We don't know how many more we will have.
有谁知道自己还有几次的机会？
Who knows that you still have so many more opportunities?
因此我们早上起来的时候。
Therefore, as we get up in the morning,
我们要感谢神。
We need to thank the Lord.
今天给我一天的机会。
Today, you give me one more day of opportunity.
这一天我要来爱父。
Today, I will love my parents.
这一天我要来爱儿女。
Today, I will love my children.
这一天我要爱我的妻子或者丈夫。
Today, I will love my wife or my husband.
这一天我要来爱我的弟兄。
And today, I will love my brothers and sisters.
我还有什么时间去烦恼？
How many more times, I will not have time to worry.
如果我的时间在这些事情的上面
，If I have placed all my times in these things，
蝗虫不能吃我的
，Then the locusts will not eat my days。
弟兄姊妹，这叫做爱惜光阴。
But sister, this means to make the most of your time。
这个叫抓住机会。
This means to take hold of the opportunity。
这个爱惜在原文里面呢，又可以翻成赎回。
And to love。The time is also to redeem the time.
在有些英文版本里面，甚至就是直接用这个赎这个字，赎回我们的光阴。
In some English translation, it just used the word redeem literally.
我们实在感谢神。
We truly thank the Lord.
什么叫做赎回？
What does it mean to redeem the time?
就是把失去的要找回来。
It is to make up whatever you have lost.
哎呀，神实在是爱我们。
God truly loves us.
我们失掉了很多的时间。
We have lost many years.
被蝗虫吃掉了很多的连日。
And the locust has eaten many days.
但是主给我们开了一条路。
But the Lord has opened a way for us.
是我们可以赎回的。
So that we can make up those days. Are you happy?
虽然我们刚才算算的时候，我们都很难过。
Although previous when we were doing our math problem, we are filled with sorrow. Because the more we counted, the less days we have.
但是我们到最后的时候，我们就要高兴了。
But at the end, we shall be joyful.
因为主给我们一个方法。
God has given us a method.
它可以赎回的。
That we can make up those days.
把从前失去的可以赎回来的。
We can make up the days that we have lost.
怎么赎回来？
How do we make up those days?
在旧约里面，神给我们设立了一个赎回的方法。
In the Old Testament, God has given us a method to make up those days.
非常的简单。
Very simply.
就是摆在那个祭坛的上。
That is to place them upon the altar.
把东西摆在那个祭坛的上。
We place things upon the altar.
这个叫做赎回。
That is to redeem.
我们怎么样赎回我们的时间？
How do we redeem our time?
我们怎么样赎回我们的年日？
How do we redeem our years?
我们就需要把它摆在祭坛。
We need to place them upon the altar.
没有别的方法。
There's no other way.
摆在祭坛的上。
Place upon the altar.
从前我们把时间抓在我们的手里面。
Formerly, we grab hold of the time in our own hands.
我们把那个时间分得非常的清楚。
We divide the time and separate very carefully.
这个时间呢
carefully.
是给谁？
This is the time for God.
这个时间呢是给我。
This is time for myself.
我们分得非常的清楚。
We divide it very clearly.
这个时间不在祭坛的上面。
And this time is not placed upon the altar.
就那一点点的时间在祭坛上。
Only a very small amount of time we place upon the altar.
时间在我们的手中。
But most of the time we grab onto our hands.
这个不叫赎回。
This is not redeeming the time.
如果我们再这样用自己的力量来分配我们时间的话。
If we still use our own effort to divide our times.
我们就发现我们的时间越过越少。
We discover that we have less and less of time.
越过越不够用。
And we will not have enough time.
因为我们这个人的时间本来就少。
Because our days are short to begin with.
我们的时间像五饼二鱼一样。
Our times are just like the five bread and two fish.
非常非常的少。
A very small amount.
如果我们把那五饼二鱼抓在手中的时候。
And when we take hold of the five bread and two fish in our own hands.
怎么样也不会多的。
We will not have more.
怎么样赎回。
How do we redeem?
怎么样让那个饼能够更多呢?
How do we increase the bread?
怎么样让鱼能更多呢?
How can we increase the amount of fish?
把它摆在主的手中。
Place them in the hand of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，不是我决定我要服侍主多少时间。
But sister, it is not I to decide how much time I would serve the Lord.
是主来决定他要我服侍他多少时间。
But the Lord shall determine for me.
刚才我们唱的那首诗歌很好。
The hymn we sang was very good.
包括以前呢，我用手抓住。
And once I grab hold with my hand.
我们都是一个用手抓住。
We're all people who grab hold things with our hands.
我们的时间和我们的生命是掌握在我们自己的手中。
Our times and our lives are in our own hands.
当我们不行的时候，我们用手抓住。
When we can't help anymore, we grab tight with our hands.
包括今呢，主来牵我手。
He says, "Now the Lord take hold of my hand."
现在我是主的人。
Now I belong to him.
我的时间，我的生命都在主的手里。
My time, my life, all belongs to him.
是主来牵我。
He now take hold of my hand.
从前我忙于打算。
And formerly I am busy planning.
为什么要打算？
Why do I need to plan?
因为时间都是我的。
Because the time belongs to me.
所以我要好好的打算。
So I need to plan it carefully.
要能够达到最大的果效。
I want to, the time to be most effective.
今就多祈求。
Now is trustful prayer.
不是我们的打算。
It is not my planning.
而是我们的祷告。
But it's my prayer.
以前我们是利用主。
Formerly we use God.
这是很难听的，但实际上我们实在是利用主。
This doesn't sound good, but really we always use God.
我们希望主在我最需要的时候帮我一下。
We want the Lord to help us when we need him.
好像我达不到的时候推我一把。
It seems like when I can't achieve it, then he can push me on.
但这是利用主。
This is using God.
好像把主当作我的一个保镖一样。
It's like use God as my guard.
好多金主用。
But now God uses me.
主能不能用？
Can God use you?
如果你只把你的时间一点点的时间给主，主怎么能用你？
If you only gave him a small amount of your time, then how can God use you?
如果你只把那一点点的时间让主来支配，主怎么能用你？
If you only offer a small amount of your time to him, then how can he use you?
诗歌说从前我们希望我们渴慕主。
And the song says that once I hoped in Jesus.
我们实在是觉得这样已经很好。
We felt that this is truly good.
心里盼望得着。
That you desire to gain the Lord.
如果我们的时间在我们自己的手里。
If our time is in our hands.
我们怎么得着主？
How can we gain the Lord?
我们要把自己摆在主的手里。
We need to place ourselves in His hands.
我们就知道主是属我们的。
Then we will know that He is mine.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做赎回。
My sister, this is to redeem your time.
把这个时间摆在主的手中。
Place this time in God's hand.
当一个人把时间摆在主的手中，就是把生命摆在主的手中。
When a person who has placed his time in God's hand, he has placed his life in God's hand.
要主你来支配。
God, you come and use.
当这样奉献给主的时候，主就把你的时间拨开。
When you offer your time to God, then He will break up your times.
越拨就越多。
And the more He breaks, the more time you will have.
你发现你有时间做这个事。
You discover you will have time to do this thing.
你有时间做那个事。
You will have time to do this other thing.
你什么事情都有时间。
And you have time for everything.
你有时间来爱父母。
You have time to love your parents.
你有时间来爱儿女。
You have time to love your children.
你有时间来爱弟兄姊妹。
You will also have time to love the brothers and sisters.
你还有时间来爱你的妻子。
You still have time to love your wife.
你还有时间去工作。
You will also have time to work.
什么时间都有。
You have time for everything.
主要我们的时间就用不完。
And we have more time in our hands.
因为这是主赎回来的。
Because God has redeemed those time for us.
诗人说在他的殿里面住一日要胜过千日。
The psalmist says it is better to dwell in his temple for one day more than 1,000 years.
这个叫赎回。
This is called redeem.
弟兄姊妹，如果你说你没有时间的话。
But sister, if you say that you don't have time.
我的答案是你需要奉献。
My answer for you is that you need to offer them.
越不奉献越没有时间。
If you do not offer, then you will not have time.
我们越把自己的时间奉献给神，我们就越有时间。
The more we offer our time to God, the more we will have time.
因为这是一个赎回的一个原则。
Because this is the principle of to redeem your time.
谁晓得你怒气的权势？
Who knows the anger of? Who knows the power of thy anger?
谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒？
And thy fury according to the fear that is due thee.
求你指教我们。怎样数算自己的日子
？So teach us to number our days.
好叫我们得着智慧的心。
That we may present to thee a heart of wisdom.
耶和华，我们要等到几时呢
？Do return, O Lord. How long will it be?
求你转回为你的仆人后悔。
And be sorry for thy servants.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱。
Satisfy us in the morning with thy loving kindness.
好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
That we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
我们都起来数算我们的年日。
May all of us rise up to number our days.
我们抓住主量给我们的每一个机会。
To take hold of every opportunity which the Lord has measured for us.
把我们失去的时间把它赎回来。
All the times that we have lost, that the Lord will redeem them back for us.
我们不甘愿那个时间在蝗虫马蚱的手里面。
We're not willing to give our times to the locusts.
我们可以赎回来的。
We can make up those times.
把所有的每一分每秒失去的都要赎回来。
Every minute, every second, we can make up those times.
把它交在主的手里。
As long as you commit them into God's hand.
我们再唱刚才那首426首。
Let's turn back and sing 426.
永远举起耶稣，赞美主不歇。
Lord, we always lift up Jesus and praise Him forevermore.
一切在基督里面，主是我的一切。
Everything in Jesus, and Jesus is in all.
主，我们实在感谢你，你实在是爱我们。
But we thank you because you truly loves us.
因为到今天，你还给我们机会。
Until today, you still give us opportunities.
主啊，今天早上再把这个机会摆在我们每一个人的面前。
This morning, place this opportunity before each one of us.
再来向我们呼召，要我们来跟随你。
Call us to follow you.
主啊，我们也何等的盼望，我们每一个人都起来抓住这个机会。
How we hope that every one of us will take hold of the opportunities.
我们愿意把自己再一次奉献在你的面前。
Once again, we offer ourselves to you.
主啊，我们求主实在保守我们。
We pray that you will keep us.
叫我们不再被蝗虫马蚱箭虫所刺去。
So that we will not be eaten by the swarming locusts.
让我们一方面晓得神的愤怒。
On one hand, we need to know of your anger.
我们也知道神的慈爱。
We also want to know of your loving kindness.
主在主的慈爱的护照里面，我们愿意把自己再奉献给你。
Under the loving kindness of your calling, we want to offer ourselves to you. Use us, Lord.
我们感谢主，我们知道你是属于我们。
We praise you because we know that you are mine.
我们实在要感谢你。
We truly thank you.
因为你是满有恩慈。
You are full of loving kindness.
你是大有怜悯。
You are full of mercy.
早上借着这样的恩典，再来覆庇我们。
Today with this great mercy, cover us.
奉主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name, Amen.